It's time to crown our big winner. Let's welcome back our contestant Elizabeth, who adopted a cat she calls Captain Butthead. And Chris, who, when given the choice between being a bachelor or a contestant on The Bachelorette, he'd choose the latter because he struggles with decision-making. Puzzle Guru John Chinesky, take it away.
Okay, Chris and Elizabeth, your final round is called Zero G. I'll give you a clue to a two-word phrase. The first word ends in ing, and the second word sounds like the first word with the last G removed. For example, if I said brushing dirt off the actor Hoffman, you'd answer dusting Dustin. Now, we're playing this round like a penalty shootout. Our big winner will receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Judy Gold. Now, we flipped a coin backstage, and Chris, you're going to go first. Chris, stealing money from Batman's sidekick.
Robbing Robin.
That's correct. Elizabeth, lifting up a dried grape.
Raising raisin.
That's right. Chris, multiplying by two the population of the Republic of Ireland's capital.
Doubling Dublin.
That's right. Elizabeth, dipping something into coffee with the king from Macbeth.
Dunking Duncan.
That's right. Chris, connecting to the URL of the author of the Gettysburg Address.
Linking Lincoln.
Yes. Elizabeth, using an oven with Kira Sedgwick's husband, Kevin.
Baking bacon.
That's right. Chris, roughly pulling along a mythical flying creature. 3 seconds.
Griffing Griffin?
No. It's dragging dragon. Elizabeth, strolling with the Christopher who said, more cowbell.
Walking, walking.
That's right. Now we're at the halfway point. Elizabeth is in the lead 4-3. Chris, separating hair with a comb with singer Dolly.
Parting Barton.
Yes. Elizabeth, losing a tan with the former governor of Alaska.
Paling Palin.
You seem so excited. You are correct. Yes, Paling Palin. Chris, having an outstanding debt with Luke Wilson's brother.
Owing Owen.
That's right, owing Owen. Elizabeth, grabbing a quarter of the year distinguished by its weather. 3 seconds. That was seizing season. Chris, busting a move with Mary Steenburgen's husband, Ted.
Dancing, dancing?
Yes, that's right, dancing, dancing. Pulled it out. Elizabeth, making a turkey sound with an evil elf-like creature.
Goblin, goblin.
Yes. Now we're on the last question for each of you. The score is tied. You each have one question left. Here we go. Chris, raising your voice with the chair of the Federal Reserve.
Yelling, yelling?
Yes, yelling, yelling. Elizabeth, you must answer this question correctly or Chris wins. Staying out of view with composer Franz Joseph.
Hiding Haydn.
Hiding Haydn is right. We are tied. Here's your tiebreaker. Join a sorority with a native of the country that has Moscow as the capital. Elizabeth.
Rushing Russian.
Rushing Russian is correct. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Elizabeth, and that's our show. Ask Me Another's Puzzle Guru is John Chinesky.
Hey, my name anagrams to Oh Heck Ninjas.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Ashlyn Hatch, Sean Kennedy, Glenn McDonald, and senior writers Karen Lurie and J. Keith Van Stratton. Our senior supervising producer is Art Chung. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzeff, Travis Larchuk, Julia Melfi, Danny Shin, Ramel Wood, and our intern Toya Singh, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grundman. We are recorded by Damon Whittemore, Rick Kwan, and Nate Kinsella. Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House,
Hot Heel Blues,
and our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.